Welcome to USA Football's Coach and Coordinator Podcast, where top football coaches from around the country share their stories, philosophies, concepts, and strategies to help you get better on and off the field. Now, here's your host, Keith Grabowski.
Welcome to USA Football's Coach and Coordinator Podcast. Our episode today was taken live this week at the AFCA convention in Charlotte, North Carolina. I had the opportunity to speak with Brian Kite and his father, Tim Kite, who's the founder of Focus 3. Both of those guys, as you know, have worked with the Ohio State Buckeyes and other big programs around the country. I was excited to talk to them about systems and why it's important to have a system, obviously, for everything we do in this game, but especially for your leadership and culture. I apologize for the audio. We took this on Facebook Live and pulled it from there, but the message is great. You'll have a chance to see Brian at the National Conference two times. He's going to be speaking on the R Factor, and the second one will be on Lead Now, which are both of our programs within USA Football's and Focus 3 partnership aimed at bringing you a coaching leadership system. And you can get that at usafootball.com/focus3. Also, if you are available and you have the time, I would suggest you get down to the National Conference in Orlando, January 26th through the 28th. It's a great experience for coaches. There's going to be over 95 state championships between our clinic speakers. 9 were won in 2017. So we're excited about that, and enjoy this short podcast with BK and TK.
Great to be here with these guys. Brian's going to be speaking tomorrow at
8:50 in the morning.
Yep.
In the general session.
And this is a great opportunity to talk to these guys about our thousands of coaches here. What is it when we look at these coaches? Everybody, they're around here, they're looking at all the same things, they're learning the same things, they're trying to do the same things. What sets those guys apart who have climbed to the top?
No, I was listening to Bronco Mendenhall just now, in like the big session, and he was saying something. Right. Now think about all the mental stuff, all the tips and techniques that won't get implemented, won't get done, because they don't get organized properly, or because they tried to take too much and they didn't simplify and execute. So the thing I'm walking away with here is, what are you pulling in? How are you simplifying it? So you can execute it, and to do that, you have to organize it. Obviously, we call it a system, but you have to organize that into, because there's so much great stuff here, but it'll overwhelm you if you're not careful.
I had that very conversation earlier today with a coach that grabbed me and said, "Hey, recognize you guys. Thanks for your social media, your podcast, etc." And we had a conversation, and I reminded him that average coaches have quotes. Good coaches have a plan, and elite, exceptional coaches have a system. And I asked him that question, what system are you using to translate the things that you hear at the conference to take it back to your program with clarity and simplicity? And he looked at me like, I don't have a system. I said, well, can we talk about what he might want to do? So I agree completely with Brian. You have to have and not just any system. It has to be clear, simple, and actionable.
Has to be the right one.
Yeah.
But, well, I'll give you a good example about that. You talk about this all the time. A coach was just talking about the power of mindset. He said, the first thing I look for in assistants is that I want to see your mindset. So I asked myself, how many coaches listening? Because in the big groups, there was, there's 3,000-4,000 people in there. And I bet you every coach wrote down, oh, first thing that they want to know is mindset. Well, how many coaches have a system for having a great mindset, let alone an elite top 10% mindset? But I bet they all know the word. I mean, you've been big on that for a long time about mental toughness, about what coaches say.
The same coach I talked to, I had that conversation. I said, do you often tell your players be mentally tough? He goes, all the time. I said, you'd show them how. He said, I said, no, you don't. Do you? No, I don't. I said,
you run them, you put them in the weight room.
You want to frustrate an athlete, tell him to do something and don't show him how, and then get mad at him when he doesn't do it. That'll frustrate your athletes real fast. That's a culture killer, in fact.
When we think of systems, like, you can go to this and you're going to get all kinds of great ideas. Now you have to sort through that, because there are some good things out here that you can implement. So what is the key? When you find some of those good things, how do you make sure you're fitting it into a system instead of just kind of grab bagging every idea?
Well, you have to have the system first. You have to decide what your system is. And again, let me go back. He said it's not just any system. It has to be an effective system. Our criteria would be, it's got to be clear, accurate, right? It's got to be effective in the sense of it's accurate with the physics, but then it's got to be clear, easy to understand. It's got to be simple, can't have too many parts, and has to be actionable. You have to go translate it quickly into actual action.
That's something early on you and I talked about in podcasts right away from the very beginning, you know, on yours. Obviously, we talk about it on ours, but that's why I think people have, I know that's why people gravitated to our system is because, you know, and even when, you know, just in our personal conversations, the system, you know, a system works when you find yourself applying it to other things and other environments in different environments. You know, when you take E plus R equals O and you hear it as a coach, but then the first place you're really digging into it is in navigating through a difficult night at home with your wife, or, you know, with your husband for the spouses, or with your kids, or when you are lowering your stress level from a booster meeting or your teaching job, and that's where you're using it. That's how you know you've got a system, because a plan is specific to football or specific to a career. A system, you'll find, it's universal, and what it does is it helps you execute simple skills in complex environments. And systems are what help you produce the results.
So another one, I'll give an example. So he gave the behavioral system E plus R equals O. That's a three-part system that's clear, simple, and actionable every place in life. I'll give you another one, same way. Trust. What's your system for building trust? Every single football coach says trust is essential for the success of our program. But then what is trust? What's your system for understanding and building trust, and can you use that system outside of football someplace else? So what we've discovered over the years, and I taught this years ago before we even started working with football, was trust is three things. It's character behavior, it's competence behavior, and it's connection behavior. So your trust is built by repeated behavior over time of character, competence, and connection. And you know it's a system when you know that all three are necessary. So two of those things are insufficient for trust. And those are not, and by the way, just because something is simple doesn't mean it's easy.
Right.
Simple and easy are not the same thing. I would even contend, and I know he and I are in complete agreement, the more complex it is, the more difficult it is to implement. So since it's difficult to implement, all the more reason why clear, simple, and actionable is important.
As coaches, we talk about simplicity all the time, because the only way we're going to be able to be successful in a game that can be very chaotic.
Dynamic game, right?
It's dynamic. We have to be simple. Our systems on the field have to be simple. And that applies to what we're talking about here, building leadership and building a culture as well.
Yeah. I guess I come back to, I was with 35 under 35 yesterday, and I come back and tell everybody the same thing that I told them. If you have an
hey, real system, quick. There was no 60 over 60 yesterday, was there?
60 over 60?
Yeah, 60 over 60. That's what I would have been. Right, Ian?
Absolutely.
Okay, but they didn't have it. Had they had it, I'd have been there. Just screaming shit about people. I just want you to know.
I could make a joke that they did have it scheduled, but not everybody could make it.
See what we did there? Yeah. Funny boy.
But this is take your dad to work day. I told the 35 out of 35 yesterday. There's systems here for everything. They put so much weight into putting systems into this stuff. And coaches will talk about how important leadership is, but then you ask them what the system is, and they don't know. So yeah. So that's the value of organizing this, putting in a system and simplification. Just don't make the mistake that a quote is not a system. Writing down 15 things isn't a system. It's a collection of parts, and you end up with a Frankenstein of a leadership approach. You know, I don't know if I like that analogy, but you know, it's like you bolted a bunch of things on. You can't put a Ferrari part with a Jeep part.
A list of attributes is not the same thing as a system.
No.
I think that's important, because I've asked a lot of coaches and business leaders, what is your system for leadership? And they say, oh, here it is. And it's a list of 15 things. And they're very proud of their list. And when you read the list, all 15 are great. Because the 15 really...
If you executed them just like they are supposed to be executed, but that's not what this is doing.
And I just listened carefully, because there's a huge difference between a list of attributes or characteristics and a system. And that difference is the difference.
What's interesting is there's no list you'll ever see of those things, and you'd say, no, that's not important, no, that's not important, no, you shouldn't do that. The question is whether or not writing 15 things down, and this is maybe a point, if you're not currently doing those 15 things, like what would be on that list? Discipline, resilience, 15.
The list for leadership?
Yeah, like what would be the, what would be the 15
lead, lead, lead by example, right. Be a person of character.
Responsibility, integrity, trust, yep. Mental toughness, yep. Physical toughness, right. Effort, attitude, intensity, right? Yep. So, one, if everybody's already doing those at an elite level, you don't really need the list, right? So, if people aren't currently doing them, here's the question to ask. Does writing it down on a list teach someone how to execute it better? That's where the system comes up. That's why organizing it is so important.
So there's the second piece. Having a system by itself won't do it either. What the system does is it focuses you on what's essential, and then the system must show you the mechanics of how to. How to. So we just met yesterday with a business client that just hired us, and I emphasized, asked them, well, what is it about our system that they like? And they said, you guys don't do theory. You guys teach us how to. You teach us how to. And I said, that's exactly right. I'm not interested in what books you've read. I'm not interested in what posters are on the wall. I'm not interested in one thing only. What do you do? Here's the standard. This is what great leadership looks like according to the system. Do you or do you not do that? And if you don't, where are the gaps and how are you going to get better?
I know the exciting thing we have in 2018. Number one, you're coming to our national conference.
I am.
January 26th to 28th.
Am I invited?
Absolutely.
Okay, good.
Love to have
okay.
We'll have a 60 over 60 then.
Thanks. Appreciate that, Keith. Thank you very much. I may be the only one there, but I'll be there.
But we have the systems to do that. Yeah. Coaches, right now, it's the time of the year. You're evaluating. What are you going to do in your program? How am I going to move forward with it? Well, we have the answers for you right here. What we've done to partner with you to bring you two programs, R Factor and Lead Now, that fit in, that are the system,
yeah.
And allow coaches to do that. So
yeah.
If you go to usafootball.com/focus3, you can get those resources. You can get that system. Tell coaches a little bit about what they're going with.
Yeah, it's a system of simple skills for leadership and for behavior. Leadership, it's how to build trust and achieve results, like TK was saying. And on the behavior side, it's about how do you build the discipline you need to achieve the things that you want. And whatever the want is, whether it's championships or graduations or teaming or being competitive, you need discipline in order to build it and get it. And you need to have systems of simple skills in place. So we have two of them, the R Factor and Lead Now. And what they're designed is they're designed to replicate through your phone, your tablet, your computer, as if we were in your locker room, in your classroom, in your meeting room, in your team room, in your coach's room, and we're teaching directly. And you can get it right now at usafootball.com/focus3 or focus3.com/usafootball. You cannot screw that up. Even if you do screw it up, you'll just get it right. That's the cool part. And you can get it right now, and you can start implementing the system for yourself, your staff, and for your student-athletes starting tonight if you want.
Guys, thanks for taking the time for being with us here live on Twitter and Facebook.
Thanks for listening to USA Football's Coach and Coordinator Podcast. For more resources, visit the Coach Performance Center at usafootball.com.